And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for Georgia State Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Made it to a hump day, everybody. Made it to a hump day. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk some football. We're going to talk about a couple of the other teams that are either finishing up or doing quite well. Get that turned down a little bit. Well, welcome into the GSU Panther Zone, and like I said, some fun things we want to get into. I always have tons of stuff. I always have a lot of fun things. In the next couple weeks, we're going to have a couple guests. Hope you guys enjoy those. I'm going to enjoy those. I can't tell you who they are yet because what's the fun in that, right? But first, I want to do something a little... I don't do it very often, but today definitely warrants that. And I'm not going to get too far into it, but my show, and I kind of want to say something about it, so I'm going to. Earlier today, I found out that one of my favorite relatives, I won't say which one, but one of my favorite relatives passed away. Definitely one of my favorite for a lot of different reasons, but, you know, as a kid, You always latch on to certain people around you, and I always thought the world of this person. They taught me how to play a lot of games, pool, cards, stuff like that. A lot of things that have really been fun to me, and I've had a fun time, you know, and passing those on to other people. But you know, they're gonna be missed. But I just want to take a few minutes out, at least to say my piece about it, and you know. I guess my message to them would be, next react's on me, and I may even let you break. So, you know, just wanted to give that special shout-out because, like I said, it is one of my – look, we all have favorite relatives. We all have even friends we may like a little more than the others. It's not a popularity thing, at least in my family. At least to me, it's not. But this is one of the people that I always liked a lot, and they always liked me a lot. So. You know, shout out to them. Thoughts and prayers to especially the immediate family. But yeah, it's just part of it, I guess, right? But now, you know, I do want to talk. Like I said, I wanted to say a little bit about that. But you know, I do want to get into some Georgia State stuff because this person would want me to get into Georgia State stuff. And who am I to hold back the wishes of people that I truly and definitely respect? So, get into it. Let's go to the diamond. As we go to the diamond, it'd be nice if we mined a diamond, but right now we play on one. So, last Friday, we played at home at the GSU Baseball Complex against UL Monroe. You guys may remember them. We see them a lot. They're in our division, the Sun Belt Conference, whatever. Same thing to me. On Friday night, unfortunately, we came up on the lower end of the score spectrum as we lost 4-3 to UL Monroe. That puts us at 14-26 overall, 4-15 in the Sun Belt. It's been a rough year, but it's not over yet. I got faith in them. Big hitters for us: Nick Gatewood with two big swings and an RBI. Jared Hood with a couple, and Will Kilgore knocking in the other run. Your winning pitcher ends up being Josh Leone, who is now 2-5. Losing pitcher goes to Jordan Lee, who only lasted the 3 innings. He's now 1-3 on the season. Let's see. With his 7th save of the year for UL Monroe, Anthony Herrera comes in for the almost 2-inning save. Things you need to know: Nick Gatewood swatted his 2nd home run of the year. Will Kilgore hit his 5th. You know? Didn't get the victory. Now, moving on. On Saturday, we played the same UL Monroe. And we were able to win that one in 12 innings. If I can get that to... that's not trying to pull up. But anyway, in 12 innings, we won that one 4-3. Pull up. There we go. There we go. Won that one in 12 innings, 4-3. And Justin Jones ended up with the game-winning hit on that one. Big hitters for us. Ryan Blanton, Justin Jones, obviously, with the two RBIs. Nick Gatewood in the DH spot. Jared Hood. Jalen Wooler. Peyton Mann. Luke Leonard. And Will Kilgore. And for once, somewhere on here is the information we're looking for, and it is just absolutely escaping us. And I apologize for some reason, nothing is working out well here, but, you know what? Oh, there we go. Your losing pitcher was Anthony Herrera, who is now 1-3. You know, he's the one who just had his seventh save for them. Your winning pitcher, Brett Harper, who came in for the last three innings of work. Congratulations to him on that. To the rubber game here. And in the rubber game, I can happily report our Georgia State Panthers won 6-1. There we go. Yep, got the room involved now. All right. 6-1. That moves us to 16-26 overall, 6-15 in the Sun Belt. Definitely helps. Big hitters for us on the weekend or on the weekend ender game on Sunday. Justin Jones had a couple hits. Jared Hood had two hits and two RBIs. Luke Leonard with a big hit. Peyton Mann with two hits and two RBIs. Brandon Gonzalez. Shout out to Brandon Gonzalez there. As once again, one of your former coaches who I ran into said to tell you hello and glad you're doing well. Will Kilgore with a big hit. Brandon Gonzalez with a big hit and RBI. Your winning pitcher now at 1-2 is Brian White, who went five innings, gave up four hits, one run, walked two, and struck out eight. That's a good line. Tanner Thompson came in for three solid innings, and then Logan Barnett, who did not qualify for the save, and that is a crying shame. But he came in for the last inning, did not give up a run, only gave up two hits. Him and Tanner Thompson did a fantastic job closing that one out. The loss went to Trey Auger, who is now 0-3. But, you know, it's good to know we were able to pick up the victory on that one. Now, in about 20 short minutes or so, tonight's game will be kicking off against Minnesota. They are up in Minnesota right now. They did play last night against University of Minnesota up in Minneapolis, where we come out on the short end of the stick there. We lost 9-1. We are 16-27 overall going into tonight. Nick Gatewood with a couple hits and an RBI. Cam Sperry had a hit. Will Kilgore had a hit. And that was pretty much the extent of our offense. As the combined efforts of Nolan Burchill, Toby Anderson, Fred Mankey, and Jake Stevenson all combined to shut us out. Well, not shut us out. Only give up the one run. The winner goes to Toby Anderson at, he's now 5-5. Devin Vayner is now 0-2. He took the loss. Hey, can't win them all. Can't win them all. Now, of course, that leads us into, like I said, the game will kick off at 7:30 p.m. tonight. You can catch that on Big Ten Network Plus, and you can also catch the live stats at GeorgiaStateSports.com. Besides tonight's game, the upcoming schedule for your Georgia State Panthers baseball team. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yep, that's right. They'll be playing on Mother's Day. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they will be at San Marcos, Texas, as they take on the Texas State, I believe, of the Bobcats. 7 p.m. first pitch on Friday, 5 p.m. first pitch on Saturday, and the 1 p.m. matinee first pitch for... No, Mother's Day is actually next week. Man, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, the dress rehearsal for Mother's Day. Actually, I don't think they will play. Ooh, they are playing Mother's Day. Huh. Anyway, and then, of course, Wednesday, slightly before, you know, Wednesday's game, next Wednesday's game could be over by the time we do this show. So, Actually, it probably won't be a big going on. But next Wednesday, we play against Savannah State. That is at the GSU Baseball Complex. That is a 5 p.m. first pitch on that one. And you can actually catch live audio at georgiastatesports.com. Go to the baseball section, go to schedule. And as you scroll down, Wednesday, May 10th, Savannah State, Georgia State Baseball Complex, 5 p.m. start, you will see the live audio button. You just simply click that. Make sure that you have a way to listen to that. Maybe some headphones so that you know what? Everybody around here should be able to listen to this too. But definitely check that out. And of course, by next Wednesday, we'll tell you about pretty much the remaining parts of the schedule because we're really winding it down here. The Sun Belt Conference Championship starts end of May, May 23rd through the 28th down in Statesboro. That should be a lot of fun. But it's going to kind of wrap up our baseball coverage.
These guys are warriors.
Yeah, they are warriors. They absolutely are. And speaking of warriors, and speaking of the guy who said that particular statement, former head coach Lupano, let's talk about the football team. We know about the spring game. We know about some of the practices going on. Some of them you can go to, some of them you can't. That's fine. Some of the other things going on, and we'll get to one of the main things here in a minute. I do want to tell you that the Collegiate Sports Video Association named Matt Axelrod, who is the video coordinator for the Georgia State football staff, they named him the 2016-17 Sun Belt Conference Video Coordinator of the Year. Congratulations to Matt on that. He does a fantastic job. He makes all those fun videos that you see, the big promo spots that involve the football team, among other things that he does. Congratulations, Matt. Maybe they'll give you something nice for doing so, maybe a nice plaque or a trophy or something. That'd be really cool. But a little bit about Matt. He is a native of Atlanta, Georgia. Earned his bachelor's degree in American history from Kennesaw State in 2013. And him and his wife reside in Atlanta. So congratulations, Matt. And remind me the next time I see you, I'll give you a high five in public. Why not? Giving those out today. Now, other things I think you should know about. How about a Georgia State Panther? I was going to say a GSU, a Georgia State Panther, who was drafted in the NFL. I think you guys may know who I'm talking about, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Robert Davis of the football team, of course, he was the great wide receiver, played the last 4 years right there in the dome. He's a fantastic guy. I remember even talking to him on some of the road games. He's so much fun. He was actually drafted, let's see, drafted 205 overall. He was in the sixth round, went to the Washington Redskins. As a Cowboys fan, it's okay. I will still cheer for you to have a good game if I don't cheer for your team to win. I want you to do fantastic. So I want you to do fantastic because you're a fantastic dude. I'm gonna check out some other things. And so far, I have not heard back from some of our other guys like Bobby Baker and Keith Rucker and some of those guys. I have not heard back. I want to hear exactly. I don't want to just speculate that we hear one thing or the other. But congratulations to Robert Davis, who becomes the if he plays a down, he will be the fifth Georgia State Panther to play in the NFL. Who joins defensive lineman Christo Bilicchetti, who went in the sixth round, 189th, to the Oakland Raiders in 2012. He'll join offensive lineman Ulrich John, the seventh, who went in the seventh round, to the Indianapolis Colts in 2014. He is actually playing, I believe, in Arizona. He was in Miami. He may be in Arizona now. But he'll be the fifth Georgia State Panther joining Bilicchetti, Ulrich John. Yeah, now with the card. Good. Somebody finally updated. Wide receiver Albert Wilson is in his fourth year with the Chiefs. And, of course, Will Lutz, who is in his second year with the New Orleans Saints. He's 6'3", 219-pound kid. He's all-time leading receiver with 222 catches, has 3,391 in yards. He's a two-time first-team All-Sun Belt Conference recipient. caught 17 touchdown passes, had at least one reception in every game he played, which is 49 straight. Stands second in Sun Belt history, only to T.Y. Hilton at FIU in career receiving yards, and fifth overall in reception. So, congratulations to Robert Davis. I said, fantastic guy. I know you guys have all given out shout-outs and such, but congratulations to him on that. And then, before we get out of here tonight, because we ran through all the stuff that we really know, before we get out of here tonight, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the golf team. I know I talked golf before. I enjoy talking about golf, and maybe one of our guests will include somebody golf-related. We are going to work on that. But three Georgia State Panthers have earned SBC honors, and Coach Inman has been named Coach of the Year. The trio, let's see, Joe Inman, of course, he earned Sun Belt Conference Coach of the Year at the annual awards that were announced earlier. Junior Alex Herman was named All-Star, let's see, All-Sun Belt First Team honors for the second straight year, led the Panthers to the Sun Belt Championship last week. Senior Nathan Maloney also earned All-Sun Belt, he got second team honors, and sophomore Nick Budd garnered All-Sun Belt Third Team. Congratulations to Alex, Coach, Nathan, and Nick for all their hard work. And I believe now they're on to the NCAA tournament that may be this weekend. They will learn their NCAA regional fate on Thursday at noon, live on the Golf Channel. Panthers will play at one of the six national sites, May 15th through the 17th. If they advance, it'll be their sixth NCAA championship appearance later on this month. Four of the five members of the team have participated in this regional play at least once, including all three who got the all-conference honors. So shout out to those guys. I wish I had the time, or I wish I made more time to be better at golf than I am. But congratulations to you guys. And actually, another one of my favorite relatives, my paternal grandfather, played golf at, I think he was captain of the golf team at Georgia State back in the day. So, you know, golf and Georgia State are always kind of big to me. But, like I said, that's going to do it for us this week. Shout out to everybody. No social media shout out this week because of the dedication. But, you know, make sure to check out some of the local action. Go to GeorgiaStateSports.com to see which teams are playing in and around you. Pick a sport. Hey, if you want, you know, congratulations, late minutes, congratulations to the beach volleyball team who had a fantastic season as well. They did not make regionals, I believe, for the first time in a couple years, but hey, these girls are talented, and we know they're going to go on to do great things. So shout out to all the Georgia State sports teams. Remember, you can go to GeorgiaStateSports.com to see which team in and around yourself is playing and where. Hey, pick a new sport and go check them out. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us at GSU Panther Zone. We'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers. Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. FRESH, we fresh. DEF, that's right, we dip. We definite. BEP, we reppin' it. So, turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Come on, baby. Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?